I am Feel It.
And I am Fix It. And we talk about life.
And stuff and things.
With the occasional rant.
Which you will have no problem doing.
Afternoon?
It's afternoon.
Good afternoon. Sure, that works.
It's afternoon here, right now, today, in the moment.
At the moment. And welcome to our third episode, kind of jokingly recalling immaturity isn't always all bad.
Immaturity isn't always all bad.
That's right.
I said I wanted something a little more lighthearted.
Yeah, we've been kind of...
It's like, I don't know. You can't just come up with funny. What is funny? I mean, we can find the humor in anything, but...
Oh, true.
You know. I trusted you.
Yeah, that. But at the same time, it's kind of hard to plan funny.
We're not funny.
We're not comedians.
It's not who we are.
It's not comedians.
We're not writers.
No. And there's a time and a place, and that's not us. But at the same time, sometimes... You need to remember that there's funny, because a lot of times I gravitate towards more serious thought.
You do.
But that's,
which is okay.
Which when we're having a conversation, that's usually what happens. The funny just kind of happens in life. So I thought, okay, let's take a little side trip to... the topic.
Immaturity.
Well, yes. Now,
I trusted you to find something, and I know we've already said, like, you know, we use prompts.
Yeah, we use prompts.
And we are, and that's okay. Yeah, well, that's what we're doing right now.
Something to get the conversation started, and it doesn't dictate where it ends up, but it does give us something to start from.
It does.
And this one was a post by Subconscious Thinkers on Instagram. And I thought it was, I could see a different side than what they were going for. Kind of like you did with our last episode. You saw it differently than I did.
Well, yes.
I see this potentially a little differently than they do.
When I read it, I didn't quite gather where the humor was, but I...
Sure.
I'm curious. I'm just curious. Where are you going here?
Hopefully, I'll get you there. Okay. Now, I'll read the post. You can be emotionally mature in some aspects and immature in others. You're still human. You won't always know what will trigger you until it does. I don't strive to be perfect because that sounds more harmful than helpful. I strive to improve and feel great when I realize I have.
And again, that's an... do we know the author?
It's Subconscious Thinkers. That's
Subconscious Thinkers. So
that's the post.
Definitive author listed.
Exactly who says it, that's who posted it, that's their thing. They don't have it credited to anybody in particular. But see, what they're talking about is emotional growth and maturing in your emotional control, which we both agree, I think, that that is something everybody should strive for. You know, we differ in our philosophies regarding feelings.
Yes.
At least to an extent.
Yes.
But I think we can both agree that not having any control over your reactions is not healthy.
Yes, like, adamantly.
Things happen, you emotionally respond. And a lot of times I've seen people's emotional responses are not great.
Bad.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Inadequate. Or inappropriate.
Completely, you know, we emote based on what we perceive, but if what we perceived was inaccurate, our emotional response is to an accurate understanding.
And then to a follow-up then from your comments about Hallmark movies in the last episode, you know, the whole thing just wouldn't exist if somebody had actually had a conversation.
Exactly. Which is good for drama, but it's not so great for life.
So.
But that post, to me, kind of reads that you strive to remove the immaturity from your life. And to the extent that they're talking about emotional control or implying emotional control, because they refer to being triggered, I don't disagree. Wholeheartedly, I don't disagree. But I think that there's a danger in losing some of the important immaturity. Because it's the immaturity in your life that allows you to have fun in silly places.
That's true.
And there's nothing at all mature about playing peekaboo with a newborn. There's nothing mature about that. That
is true enough.
That is purely the most immature activity you could possibly have. And I suggest everybody does it at every possible opportunity they get in their lifetime. You know, snuggle that little squishy thing. You know,
we did that today with a baby.
Of course I did. Yep. Well, not
our
the peekaboo
daughter's friend's baby.
Yes, but not the peekaboo thing, but the taking advantage of that little bit of immaturity. It's tapping into that younger version of yourself that can find little moments of joy and happiness and contentment in silly things. You know, we forget how to have fun and how to just enjoy stuff because we get so busy with our mature lives. Because we've got, heck, just before we start hit record, we're looking at the new mortgage paperwork. Because, oh, hey, look, the payment went up a little bit.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's like, you know, maturity, you know, the mature person deals with that stuff in an appropriate manner, which we're doing. You know, the post refers to emotional maturity, not flying off the handle, you know, learning where those weak points are and growing a little bit. And that's awesome. But you need to be able to hold on to that little bit of immaturity in the right way. I'm a firm believer that everything has its place, including that little bit of immaturity. Getting down on the floor and playing blocks with toddlers, or playing cars, or having a tea party with your four-year-old with imaginary tea, and I hope those were cookies. You know,
and minutes before we walked in here, when we were discussing this, and then what did your oldest say?
He's like, and Legos. Don't forget about Legos.
Don't forget about Legos. Yeah,
it's like, that's right.
That's the 20-year-old.
The 20-year-old. And
the little mini you.
The almost 50-year-old. I've bought like 4 Lego sets this year.
You'd have. Yep. You needed to do some silly things. And I'm totally on board with that.
And that's not mature. I mean, in all honesty, if you look at most people's hobbies, there's no maturity in that. I mean, the topic might be, it's like, you really think, it's like golf. Okay, I'm going to go hang out with my friends and play golf. You're hitting a ball with a stick and then chasing the ball and hitting it again with a stick until it falls in a hole. Where's the maturity in that? There's no maturity in that. That's being silly. And there's nothing wrong with that. Now, you can mature your how you play the game, but in the end, it's still a game. You know, you need to... Everybody needs to be able to find that thing that allows them to turn off all of, you know, not all, but a good chunk of the pressure of life of being a mature adult in a world that requires mature adults and just be a little bit silly.
So you're saying those parents that scream and yell and go completely cray-cray at their 10-year-old for not,
there's nothing,
kicking that soccer ball well enough or making that basket.
There's no emotional maturity in those crowds whatsoever.
Yeah, that
is
I think those people might have lost touch with fun.
Exactly. They lost the idea that it's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be fun. And you know, the pros, they play their best when they forget that they're playing as professionals and play like they enjoy it. Well,
making the money. Okay. Well, sure.
Well, you've been to a concert.
There's got to be some level of enjoyment though.
Oh, sure. There should be. And if there is, why are you doing it? I mean, I get professionals doing their job because that's what I get paid for. I'm good at it. I don't enjoy it anymore, but I'm really good at it. So that's what I do. But you still need that something that makes it worthwhile. Like you can go to a concert, which we've been to a few, and you can tell when the people on the stage are really enjoying what they're doing. I've told people for years, if you ever get a chance to see Weird Al perform, do it. Again, You tap into the immaturity and just have a good time. Man and the guys that are up there with him are having the best time. You're seeing them laughing up on the stage, big smiles on their face, jumping around, being a little silly, and just putting on a show for everybody. And there was nobody in the crowd that didn't have a good time, that I could tell anyway. Yes, we need you. We need the world to grow up. We need the world to gain control of their emotions, to use them effectively, to
emotional intelligence. Temper
them. Emotional intelligence.
Not from the therapeutic standpoint, not that cultural crap that people talk about.
Well, and there's a time and a place. Now, like, again, for instance, the intimate relationship between a man and a woman. There really should be some silly immaturity in there.
Absolutely.
There's some fun. You don't want...
We managed to keep that for the most part. I mean, we had our downs, for sure.
I think every relationship goes through periods of time where things are just... Yeah. But if you let yourself just relax and be a little bit silly, you know, play. I mean, we've had some belly laughs. I mean, just... Because sometimes life is just silly.
Yeah.
And just have some a belly laugh. And there's nothing like that moment. And you need to be able to tap into that immaturity. I think that's where some previous generations, they got too caught up in the biblical standard that Paul set of, when I was a child, I thought as a child, and when I grew up, I put away childish things. I don't think he meant all the time, every time, anything that had to do with being a kid, I threw it away and it's no longer a part of my life. Because Jesus said, suffer not the little children to come unto me. It's like, no, don't push the kids away. Bring them over here. Put them on my lap. We're going to have a good time. I guarantee he did not talk to those kids like they were adults.
Sure.
He stepped down into immaturity to deal with the children at the children's level. So I don't think Paul necessarily was truly advocating for forgetting everything that immaturity, those seemingly immature things. I think what he was saying is your life needs to be mature. You need to be a mature person. But there's a time and a place. Though I don't think he talked about the time and the place. There's a time and a place. And other things that he talked about, time and place. You know, everything is permitted, but not everything is beneficial.
Fair.
And I think
fair.
It's entirely possible he was talking to people that held on to them immaturity. They were immature people, immature emotionally.
The emotional immaturity. That would make sense.
Or even...
flying off the handle.
Well, religiously speaking, immature.
Yeah,
it's like
sure.
You, in Paul's lifetime, he was dealing with people who were Jews, who were students of the law and under the law. And to him, that would have been immaturity, because the law had matured. The new law came into the old law passed away, and the new law came into existence. They were still dealing with the old law. That would be an immature spirituality. I believe he could have been speaking to that, though. I'd have to dig in deeper before
speak
harder on that. That's a whole thing.
That's a whole thing.
But yeah, I don't know. I think there's something to be said for proper immaturity at the proper time. You'd be able to shift gears into that silliness, that goofiness. You know, going to Disney World and putting on the stinking ears. You know, we had friends at one point. They had a couple of kids, and for some reason, we ended up at Chuck E. Cheese. And he said he loved it there because he loved just watching the kids being silly. And I always wonder, it's like, well, why don't you go out there and be a little bit silly too? You don't have to always live vicariously through the kids. You can go out there and be right next to them, and I guarantee that'll be a memory they have for the rest of their life. So tap into that part of you that still wants to be a little kid. Because I think there's a part of us all that wants to be that wants the good aspects of being a little kid. You know, when you're a little kid, you don't have bills, for the most part. You don't have worries. You don't have things. You got somebody that's right there. It's like you fall down, they're going to pick you up. You know, if something's not working, daddy will fix it. You know, you got food on the table. You got a bed to sleep in. You probably have your Mickey Mouse pajamas, you know, or your Star Wars curtains or your whatever, you know. I didn't, but, you know, that's that's a gripe for another day. I missed out.
Do you need Star Wars curtains now?
No, I really
don't. I mean, we could arrange for that.
No, I really don't.
That's really what you need.
I really don't.
I don't think that's too bad.
But I mean...
I can deal with that.
Do you see what I mean, though? There's a time and place.
Do you need a Red Ryder BB gun, too?
No, not really. I have much better stuff than that. Oh. And they don't make them like they used to. You'd have to disassemble it, put in a bigger spring, because the current ones...
The old
ones would punch a hole through a can. The new ones will... You know, might knock a can over. It's sad. It's just sad.
I didn't mean to get you derailed. Anyway. So sorry.
But, you know, when you read it, that's not where you took it, right?
No. But you're right.
Do you see my point?
I do.
You know, it's like, you can't give immaturity a bad rap in all instances. When you're having a conversation with somebody about something important, it's time to put it away. When you're, you know, disciplining your child or planning your future, you need to, you know, put the immaturity away. And immaturity should never be the default setting.
Fair enough.
And especially, like, in the post, you don't know what's going to trigger you. What's going to track, what part of your spirit hasn't been healed yet. Because usually when people, I see people kind of flying off the handle in an uncontrolled manner, it's...
You can usually spot it pretty well.
Something poked a sore spot.
Yeah, that hasn't you can usually spot yet. It pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And that's not what I'm talking about. But they didn't specify. So when I read that and I see, it's like, well, what about? Because again, my brain works in devil's advocate mode a lot. Because I try to understand other people's positions.
Fairness.
Even if other points of view. But I like to understand. But there is a place for it. I think there is a lot of opportunity that I think is missed because we don't tap into that childlike immaturity as much as we probably should to keep ourselves grounded. I mean, a lot of stuff gets replaced. Because you are an adult. You have things, we have responsibilities that are the priority. And you can tell people who are classically immature, like, oh, I can't afford to pay my gas bill. Look at my Cadillac. Well, my kids don't have food or new clothes, but I got a carton of cigarettes and a fifth of Jack Daniels sitting over there. There's some immaturity going on.
That crosses a little bit over into inappropriate coping mechanisms.
Well, but, this is you true. Know, it does. That,
I get what you're going. I get what you're saying. But like, that there's definitely a different category
to
all of
that. There's unhealthy immaturity.
Yes.
And there's harmful emotional immaturity. And then there's just hurt responses that haven't been dealt with appropriately.
And a little Venn diagram.
Sure.
Thing going on.
There's a lot of overlap. And it's not a one or the other, but I think most people would be very beneficial if once in a while they tapped into that emotional, you know, that little bit of immaturity and let themselves be a little bit silly. You know, and actually, if you talk to people about romantic things, most of that romantic stuff is silly.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's a, you know.
What was the very first Valentine's gift you gave me?
The very first one.
Like dating, not.
Oh, man.
It was the car.
Was it the car?
It was the car I can't find.
It was the car. There was a, yeah, we were talking and there was a conversation about you winning a car and I got you one. It was a little micro miniature, you know, like a little HO scale.
Yeah.
Convertible, if I remember correctly.
Yep. I tried looking for that a few weeks ago.
It's around somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
And I made you flowers.
I'm pretty sure it's in the closet.
Paper flowers. But.
In the box in the closet. But. About,
like, to really, like, to go out
dancing. That was silly.
To really be in, enjoy dancing, you got to let yourself be a little silly.
Yeah.
You know, walk in the park. I mean, yes, you get your exercise and all that fun stuff, but, you know, just.
All about that.
Just turning off everything else, letting yourself just be a little bit.
Just be in the moment.
Just be in the moment and let it happen. You know, yeah. But you know what I mean? I mean, it's.
To be silly.
Just let yourself be a little bit silly. Put yourself out there. Let yourself be a little bit silly. And I think as a couple, you need to give each other the opportunity to be just a little bit silly. To watch the dumb movies. To tell the joke. To, I don't know, tickle in the kitchen. It's like, ha, I got you. You know, just.
You don't like it when I tickle you.
You have really pointy fingers. Kind of digs a little.
Ow. Yes, that's the lame excuse we're going to go with.
But again, just tap into that emotional immaturity a little bit and have some fun in places where it doesn't, you know, you didn't seek it out. It's just there if you open yourself up to it. Like, our youngest is a snarky, she's tough. She's a tough little chick. She is hard-headed. And she's got the snarkiest little sarcastic personality. And sometimes you don't know if you want to hug her, laugh, or punch her in the nose. You just...
I've had that.
Or, you know, sometimes all at once.
Yeah, yep. More than once.
But if you... Yeah, sometimes you just got to let yourself relax into the moment and just find the funny that's staring at you while she's looking at you like you're an idiot. And that's just her face.
Definitely had a few, like, yeah, she's definitely got, yep, she's got some looks, but definitely had some moments with her. Yeah. You're like, wow. And without missing a beat, like, it's just breathing to her.
Oh, yeah, that's my girl. Yeah.
It doesn't even, not even, like, she has to think about it.
No, mm-hmm. No.
Yep, she can have fun with things for sure.
Yes. Well, you know, there's that. It's a little bit of maturity that does need to happen in that regard. She needs to throttle that back. Just
I have
a smidge.
Said she's probably going to have to lose a job or two.
Probably.
It is what it is. You can't teach somebody to dial that back. It's really just got to be a life lesson or five. And
you can talk about it. You can educate as much as you possibly can. But at some point.
And she's pretty funny.
Sometimes somebody just needs to get punched in the nose.
For as quick-witted as she can be.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling she's going to get hit by somebody.
Yeah,
at some point.
Something bad might happen. I mean, I haven't, gosh, I don't even know. Slapping really wasn't my thing.
Nope.
I mean, you know, so I can't even say, like, it was a punishment necessarily when nope. She'd be mouthy when she was younger, but. Too late now.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't help.
It wouldn't.
We've
have
met
helped.
Her. We know her. We figured that out really quick.
Convenient as it is for you to say that children can help make you have fun, right? That's not always everyone's temperament.
No.
That's not a personality trait. We've worked at it. And we do have a natural sense of humor about things that you really probably shouldn't even have a sense of humor about. But that's been our...
That's how
coping
we
coped. Mechanisms.
That's how we coped. We
that's how we cope. Yeah. That's present.
Yes.
Yes. So I know our perspective is probably a little bit different.
True. And I think everybody's level is going to be different because everybody's different and everybody's situation is different. But sometimes you gotta let things fly.
You mean having fun?
Well... Let your, you know, time and place, as always. But yeah, sometimes you just gotta
you don't have to be, you don't have to be inebriated.
No.
In any way. You know, you can't just naturally have fun.
In fact, I tell you, if you need to be inebriated to have fun, you need to talk to somebody because...
Yeah, that would be a sign.
That's a sign that you got something going on.
That would definitely be a sign.
Yeah. I'm not a big... Yeah, big shock. I'm not a big proponent of intoxicants in any specific realm. Yeah. And we'll probably get into that at some point.
Yeah, later.
But the idea is to do it consciously so you remember it and you get the full benefit without, you know, the cost. Because I could, you know, the girls were little, just going down there and... not a big fan of playing Barbies, but, you know, there
you
I
did,
was.
You did, though.
But I did. Showed them how to build houses, too, so they could have a big Barbie house.
It's your fault we had daughters, so True. You had to play with them.
True. Or laughing with their cartoons or their, you know, the dumb jokes. And actually getting down at their level, not just physically, but mentally. And enjoying it with them, and at the same time enjoying them enjoying what was going on.
Yes, that's being present in the moment. Mm-hmm.
It's like if a person overcompensates, I think is they force themselves to overmature. They lose out on those silly little moments. I personally think that's a big mistake.
Too serious.
Yeah, way too serious. Sometimes you need... There's a time when... Well, when push comes to shove, be ready to shove. You know, when the world starts swinging, you better be ready to swing back. You know? But when there's the opportunity to just be a little silly... In a good way. You know, go ride a roller coaster. Go.
Oof.
Go no, ride. Hold on. Not your thing, but go ride a roller coaster. Go, you know, hop on your bike and coast down a hill a little bit too fast. You know, go play in a pile of puppies. You know,
for real?
Go to the petting zoo and, you know, and feed the sheep or, you know, or whatever it happens to
we
be.
We love on our dog.
Well, yeah, or...
play with our dog.
She's kind of a nuts.
She gets nuts fast.
Yeah, very, very fast. It's not always fun.
And then, is relationally, between us.
Sure.
Like, we've had to rediscover fun. It's different stages.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yes. And
especially the harder ones.
We've had, you know, as a married couple, we had stages. There was, you know, before we were married, there was... a stage, and then we got married, and there was a stage, and we had a friend living with us, and there's another stage, and then work issues, and school problems, and family issues.
Say, hold on, your sister lived with us too. At
oh
the
yeah,
time. So,
oh yeah, forgot it.
And we've had stages.
Kind of forgot that.
For, yeah. Yeah, whoops. We had stages,
and then you know, and then the kids show up, and then you're moving, and then you move again, and another kid, and then you know, and more life, and it's easy. To lose the ability to enjoy silly, to find that.
I think
silly.
We have
in a lot of ways.
At different times. I think we did.
Yeah. Oh, guaranteed. And then to find it again, where we can just be a little bit stupid, be a little bit silly, be a little bit immature together.
We reached a point as a family that it was harder because life and stuff and things for a long time. And then the physical stuff. Physical limitations that kind of just snuck up and developed.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah, the healthy.
I had to get a handle.
I'll tell you what, from personal experience, nothing will suck the fun out of a relationship like medical problems.
There's two things I want to do this year. I want to try to ride a bike outside again.
Okay.
That was fun. I missed that.
Sure. Doable.
And I want a kayak.
Okay.
And I okay. The look on your face. If only people could see this.
Hey, let's be fair. I'm game. Let's do it. I'm just, it's...
I've been, like, trying for years before things got sillier, right? Sure. So when people talk about COVID as kind of being their, you know, mark in history of all the silly and the stuff.
Man, it was before that.
Right? Well, yeah. I mean, yes. Yes. So the joys of chronic Lyme, yes. With all the joint pain and the feeling like hell constantly. This is, we're trying to keep it PG, PG-13-ish. So we're not going to use certain verbiage, but that's like incredibly polite way to describe what it was like, and for years, and I got a handle, a better handle, and then it went downhill in a different way. So, yeah, June of 2020. I mean, I felt it for months before that, but it was June of 2020 when the trigeminal neuralgia.
Yeah, that one.
That's what they called it, right? That was the first thing that they called it. And we called it that for a long time. And then it has morphed and changed. Now it's atypical facial nerve pain. And they can't explain some of the other stuff that's happening. And we'll see where all that goes. I started with a new neurologist in January with a whole different hospital. So we'll just see. We'll just see how that goes. Yep. But, you know, she's younger, but had her own experiences, and she's very willing to dive deep and stuff, right? Like she's trying so far. But I say all that to say that a few years ago, as I was getting more things under control and really learning what I could tolerate, right? And I started that with strength training, learning what I could tolerate and do and feel better. And I was starting to imagine what it could be like to have fun in a different way again, right? Mm-hmm. To like be able to ride my bike without worrying about how to cover my head and my face, mm-hmm. because the wind was so bad. So bad. Even after the microvascular decompression, which is brain surgery, it was still bad. It was actually worse. Mm-hmm. So
I remember.
Even this last summer had extra other special things happen with my kidney, and then between a very nasty right shoulder injury and a left kidney that just hated me, it was rough. And I was sad because I was really gonna try to do some things in the summer. There's all kinds of jokes about Michigan summers and Michigan seasons, but until you live here, you just can't appreciate how short summer really is. But this year, I think that would be fun. You do not think that kayaking would be fun.
I'm game. Let's do it.
You helped me pick out a shirt that had the hood. Like, I never bought it last summer because you didn't end up doing anything. But you did help me pick out some gear. Like, we were figuring this out. We weren't going to run out and buy a kayak. But
no, we'll rent.
I mean, you know.
We'll find a canoe livery somewhere on a river that's not the Grand and go from there. But
we even found launching places.
Yes. Well.
Nice ones.
I think.
Where we walk already.
Part of it, though, is that's not my version of silly.
See, but that would be silly.
Well, sort of. What's the point? It serves no purpose other than to do it.
It would be fun and silly. And you enjoy it.
And.
Is it fun and silly the same?
Sometimes. And that's your version.
That's a version that's been on my mind.
Then let's do it. Even if it's not mine. Hey, you know what? You put up with my crap.
I might anyway.
You know?
Yeah. See, I don't benefit from from Legos. I have zero benefit from the Legos. Except it's cute to watch you be giddy.
Other than I'm happy.
It's cute to watch you be giddy. Right? Like, it's cute.
Sure.
There's zero benefit to me.
Sure.
Like, none.
Sure.
Even that's the kayaking, fair. I wouldn't say there's benefit per se, except maybe being outside.
Yep.
And some physical activity involved in that, because sure. I'm certainly not going to race. This ain't going to be for exercise, but.
But to do it because you want to do it. Just because, why not? Let's do it. Okay.
I waited a lot of years to be able to do things. Mm-hmm. And when you have a long span of time where you're not capable, you take for granted what capability looks like, and you do kind of miss what silly is when you are living in survival mode. And
yeah, it kind of kills your silly. It actually takes work to find it again.
Now we're at a place where it is about that, right? We are not empty nesters. That's not what we are. Like, yep. I mean, our youngest then graduating, but she's not working yet. We made that decision. Yep. She's dual enrolled in 2 college classes and then finishing high school, but she will be in a few months. She will be graduating.
Yes.
And then she'll start a job. Like we said, it's just a few more months. You may as well just wait. But then they're still going to be here.
Yes.
As they would say, not leaving in this economy.
Not in this economy.
So, and then our other daughter has, I mean, she does have a job, but settling into life. And
yep. It's not that kind of job.
And then I'll graduate.
Yes.
I'll have an adult job.
You have an adult job, which to me means finding and tapping into your immaturity.
That will be very important.
Will be way more important.
We're going to call that self-care.
Because and you know what? I think most people, a healthy version of silly immaturity is kind of the definition of self-care.
Next to the workout equipment down in the basement, I think it's like the next most important thing that I'm going to have to really, really part of my life.
The exercise is good for your mental health, absolutely. But it's also primarily good for your physical health.
I need it for both.
Exactly. You need those endorphins. But there's something about just
silly
finding some joy and holding on to it, making a point of it, even if it's in that silly little thing. You know?
And I haven't done the best at maintaining silly. You've always found the joy in, we'll say, more immature things.
Sure.
Let's say that, sure. Right? Like you had the model car thing like years ago.
Still love doing it.
We did puzzles. We did puzzles. You know, we kind of do that on and off. We've got one that we need to do. We got as a Christmas present.
Yeah, we
got to
finish that. Well, we got to do that.
We got to do with that one. We always said in a really we didn't finish the chicken.
Oh, man.
We got mad.
We got mad.
Stop the chickens.
We should have finished. We need to.
And then the other one's snowmen. And we kept talking about how when it was like, you know, we'd get like snowed in for a weekend that we'd sit and do it. And when did we get snowed in this winter?
We didn't get snowed in at all this winter. Yeah.
I mean, not really.
No.
Not when we could have sat and done that.
No.
So.
No, we'll have to make a point.
We will. We will. We will have to.
Might
do
be
that.
In June.
It will not be that long. But this silly, and that's why we say silly to some people that might not be silly, but for you and I don't do Legos. I don't do anime and cartoons and things. I mean, I'll do it once in a while with you guys, but not all the time.
No.
It does not fulfill me.
No.
In the way it fulfills you. Or even your daughters.
Yes.
Is it for me? Our youngest has her art and our oldest just has like everything that you do with the Legos and the cartoons and books.
For her, it's a different level though.
She gets giddy like when
yes.
Like things are getting ready to like episodes of things are coming out and new podcasts and
that's
like she's all about that.
Yes.
And I'm just like, yep.
Uh-huh. Even I'm like, okay, you know, you might need to dial that down just a
smidge. Girl. You sell that. You sell that level of excitement.
Yes. Like I can honestly say I haven't had that level of excitement for stuff.
Dune 2. That I mean, you got a little giddy.
A little bit. I've been waiting for that movie. Well, basically since the first one came out. Yeah, in 84 or 85. When they first did a screen adaptation of Dune. Having read the books in high school. And then you watch the movie and it's like, man, I get why they did what they did. But
okay, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. So yeah,
but
it's
see,
like that's kind
the
of the
level of enjoyment you have in those things.
Yes,
I do not.
It kind of took me back to that point in high school, and where having read the books, going, man, how are they going to pull it off? And then they go and they sort of pull it off. I could critique, but that's not the point of this channel.
Podcast. Channel podcast.
Sure, okay, whatever.
I mean, you want to be have a YouTube channel? Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Later.
Nah,
that sounds like a later
thing.
I don't
need people to see me. I'm good.
Cripe. But in maturity, yes, it has, it can have a very healthy purpose.
Yes.
And I don't know if I'd say even the majority of the people in our life, and my professional life excluded, that it's the balance that's way off.
Mm-hmm. Because it's more about
work and, I mean, selfish activities that might bring the joy to the person, but not the family, not the couple, mm-hmm. not the unit. And might be fulfilling to a level with the person, but it's still not balancing sure. the rest of their life.
And there's, I think part of the balance part of it, like you said, I get a kick out of a Lego set, specifically of something that I enjoy. My daughter got me one of the Lego car models, one of the smaller ones, for Christmas, and I enjoy that immensely. And I'm sitting there at the table putting it together, and it's not your thing, but at the same time, it also didn't cause grief between us.
No, not at all.
And if it did, I wouldn't have. Or it wouldn't have happened, you know. I think that tapping into your immaturity doesn't mean violating other things in your life that need to be mature.
Agreed.
And, you know, I've always believed and not always exercised, I guess is the good way to put it. The idea that our relationship has to be paramount. Anything that gets in the way between, anything that causes grief between us needs to be dealt with one way or the other. Whether that means we need to better communicate and figure something out, negotiate our middle ground. Not even necessarily middle ground, but negotiate where we're going to, where that stands.
Once we've been in the healthiest place ever, like, okay, if you want to go through stages, then yes, I would say solid the last 15 plus years, 15-ish
sure.
years.
Still working on it.
Working on that.
Constantly working on it.
But it became more of a goal.
I didn't
always. It became more real.
Well, you know the rules. You don't always follow the rules. And that was, I think that was part of the issue. But bring that all back around to what we were talking about. That little bit of immaturity for the individual should never come into conflict with the relational dynamic. It's like, because then you're not, you still need to be mature while you're being immature. You know, you still need to be healthy in your immaturity. You know, if you have to damage your most important relationship, then you're not doing it right.
Like your guys club on a certain night of the week, where you're just drinking. Or, you know, like, you're just going to get wasted.
Yeah. Oh, you're playing pool with your buddies on your wife's birthday. That's probably not a good idea. Or you have an away fishing trip over your anniversary.
Yikes. By the way, you have done none of these things.
No, I haven't.
Just clarifying that right now.
But I do know people that have done it.
And you've never even considered it.
No. No.
It's never even been a concept.
Nope.
Absolutely not. We've gone out of our way. Actually, how many? I think pretty much every year. Well, I can't say that. The vast majority of our years together, we have tried to make a point of celebrating, specifically because your birthday and our anniversary and Father's Day are always in the same week.
Yeah.
So
sometimes the same day.
That has happened.
Or my birthday and Father's Day.
Yes, that has happened.
It has happened a number of times.
So that has been a thing, and I want to continue to make that a thing. But we've tried to do the silly things, like whatever it was that you wanted to do.
Sure.
What, you know, like, it's kind of a big deal when you have the three big things together.
Sure. Well, and See, a lot of things that, for me, the silly stuff, it's not group activities.
No, it's really not for you.
It's really not. I think part of that was...
when the kids were younger.
Oh, sure.
But now, not so much. Last several years, not so much.
Yeah, but, well, even when the kids were younger, it was doing stuff that they'd enjoy. And
but you did too.
Oh, but I did too. I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it. I'm just saying it was, the focus was more including them.
Yes. Again, new stage now. So what's supposed to look like?
Definitely. Well, and it evolved. It was age appropriate for the group.
And more intentional now in that.
Mm-hmm. Now, every now and again, we might still drag the girls to go bowling. Even though, it's like, let's be honest, I don't.
Well,
I enjoy bowling with them because it's just fun to be with them doing something and using bowling as an excuse just to be a little silly. Because
yes,
our oldest is very competitive, but not skilled. And our youngest could care less most of the time. She's just like, yeah, I'm just here, whatever. But even in that, if she bowls better than her sister, then, I beat you.
We're going to start calling them Monkey and Peanut. Monkey is the oldest and Peanut is the youngest. Those are the nicknames you gave them from birth. Yeah, they developed their nicknames.
Sure. Well, our oldest kind of hung on. She had a lot of hair at birth, for one, and... The first time I held her, she just grabbed hold.
She's a clinger and a climber.
Oh, yeah. She was all over it. So she was my little monkey. And our youngest got her nickname before she was born.
She did.
Because my little monkey looked at the ultrasound and went, looked like a peanut. And been little peanut ever since.
I have no idea where it came from in her brain. I mean, kind of did, but...
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Look at the peanut.
Little peanut-ish, sure.
So, and that's how stuck, that happened.
But if anybody else calls her peanut, she gets really ticked off.
She does. I don't even call them by their nicknames. It's just always been the dad thing. And she does not care for it if it leaves anybody else's mouth.
Anybody else? Me? It's like, yeah, she's just going to put up with it.
Anyway, let's try to differentiate.
We have that relationship.
So, and silly, right? Silly nicknames. Silly, cute little nicknames.
Sure.
That's a silliness thing.
Sure.
It's the intentionality where it has to be appropriate. It doesn't mean we're not going to drag them along. We are still in the same household, but you've discussed wanting to maintain relationship and finding the fun things. You are talking about starting to go to play Dungeons & Dragons then with Monkey. And
yep.
I mean, I was like, really? For real? Okay. But she's into it. A friend got her into it. So there's only so many groups that aren't in super sketchy areas and all that stuff. Because we live near a pretty big city. Lots around us. Lots of things. But she's not comfortable. It's like, okay, well, I'm not.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, well.
I'm not going with you.
It's a side note. We've kind of told them, trust your instincts. If you don't feel...
Yes.
If you don't feel like this is a good idea, it's not a good idea. And
and there's one place in particular that she has never felt safe going alone.
Yep.
And we respect that. And
I've been there.
Good idea, honey. Good idea.
You know what? I can specifically tell you, yeah, you don't want to be here alone.
But then there was another place that was better.
Yes.
Better location. But then you had already, at that point, had kind of decided, like, maybe you should just... do it because you enjoy the silly, you enjoy that.
Oh, sure.
I don't have that brain.
Mm-hmm.
That is not my brain
actually. Okay.
At this, all
again, to the PG-ness of the channel podcast, however you want to put it, I heard somebody say that RPGs and sex are a lot alike. If you just let go of your inhibitions and go with it, you're going to have a good time.
Okay.
I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're probably right.
Man.
It's not the place to be self-conscious.
But that's your brain. That's her brain. You can do that. You can have that silliness. And for some people, I went that one evening with her and just kind of sat across the room. So just so she wasn't alone. And there's some people that just, that's not silly to them. This is all very real and it's very serious. And
man, and if you're, wow, if you're taking it serious, you're missing the point.
Wow. But okay, so, and then our other one, very much like very artistic, and but she takes that very serious. Like, oh, yeah, there's no like playing around per se. I mean, very, very, very rarely is it like genuine messing around. Yeah, because when she starts, man, that's a thing.
Yes.
That's a thing. It's an outlet, but it's like a very
to her,
concentrated
she's
thing.
She's studied. She has dedicated a portion of her life to it. And when you're 18, any period of time longer than 6 months is a significant portion of your life. And we're talking years. She is dedicated to
pretty much since she could
improving
hold
her
a pencil.
Craft. Yes. And
very natural.
So for her, it's serious.
She doesn't do silly well.
She doesn't do that kind of silly well.
I don't do silly well.
But at the same time, she also has like stretchy gummy turds stuck to her ceiling and stress ball bananas. And she puts little plastic babies all over the house. And I mean 3/4 inch tall little plastic babies.
That's true. She can't be very
she
silly.
She bought like 200 of them and stashed a bunch of them all over the house.
I see two right now in this office right behind you.
Yeah,
right there on the bookshelf. There's one. There's another one right, literally right behind
you. She has
so there's two on the bookshelf.
She has her version of silly.
She does.
And that's hers. And I hope she holds on to that. It's like, I hope she never loses the ability to tap into that. Because she's not normally goofy and silly. She has her moments, but that's not her norm. Monkey, her comfortable place is a little silly. She's comfortable there. It brings her joy. So it kind of lounges
very natural.
It's natural for her. So one of the reasons why I've always said she's great with kids, and she'll probably end up working in a library because she's got that kind of spirit about her where it's the story and the reading and writing, which she enjoys doing quite a bit. You know, the storytelling aspect, the interacting with people, learning about the stories. I've cracked jokes that she was going to be a librarian since she was like 5. And big shock, she's working in a library and she's thriving there.
Oh, she likes it. I am relearning silly in a different way, different stage in life. We've been trying to do it together, right? Because at some point they will leave and it will just be us.
You keep reminding me.
It's going to be so far down the road.
It's going to be weird.
It's going to be so far down the road. Yeah, this is just not on the radar. Right now, it's about today and she hasn't graduated yet, right?
Nope.
Youngest hasn't even graduated yet. So one day at a time in the moment.
Where are we going to put another car?
Oh my gosh, really? That's not even on the radar right now.
It's on mine. I'm trying to,
not worrying about that right now.
Yeah. That's one where silliness isn't going to answer that question. I've already got one.
I love how you chose the topic and you couldn't even stay there.
Hey, my brain rambles.
It sure does.
Yeah.
I don't know, honey. We will answer that one later.
I may park at the neighbors. They don't use it.
Wow.
Make a perk down to the park and walk back. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what that's supposed to look like. I have no idea. But in terms of even like self-care, like you brought up earlier, it's going to be important. Yes, I understand it's going to be very important. And what is that going to look like? When it's not, even now where I don't have, like right now it's excess studies, it's trainings and and things. And that soon I won't have that. Soon it'll be far more free time, right? And I will write more again you know, I have these these things I do want to work on. Like
certainly.
But that's not going to be every moment.
No. No.
So, well, I'm figuring out what is silly to me.
We are in a phase of life where it's the business of life is paramount. But paying the bills isn't the point. Yeah, making the car payment and working, it's not the point. You know, the idea that you work a job to have a life. You don't have a life so you can work a job. Like, the point of your life isn't while you're at work. The point is when you're out of work, enjoying your life. And now, thankfully, I enjoy helping people. I enjoy being charitable. I enjoy being that extra hand when people need it, or that bit of advice, or that shoulder to cry on, or that somebody to walk beside them while they're doing their thing, which I can do at work, and I do at work. I can't tell you how many cars I've worked on at work over the years.
During break time.
Oh, not even not always just break time. To be fair, not always to be on break time. I never leave my job undone to help somebody out. Let's put it that way. But I'm a firm believer that if that individual's car doesn't work, they're not coming to work tomorrow, which means we have to shut machines down. Or I can go out there and take some time that I'm not being beneficial to the company and be beneficial to that person whose presence is beneficial to the company.
Thank you for explaining
so
that.
So the company is better off for me having worked on that, even though that's not specifically my job. Full circle. Back to, you know, the point of life is life. And I think part of that is recharging your own batteries so that you can be a benefit to people. And I've found in my life that a great way to fill those batteries fast is to turn off the mature and turn up the immature a little bit in a healthy way. And if that means, like today, snuggling with a little baby as it spits up on my shoulder.
Yes.
Or, you know, smiling with the toddler, you know, playing with the toddlers running around at the church, and, you know, shaking hands with little people, letting them play with the light controls for the stage lighting on occasion. You know, just little simple things like that, finding that joy in that moment, even as that little bit of vicarious, I helped channel their energy into a healthy way and encourage their joy, fills my batteries up so I can be a better dad and father and employee and neighbor and just generally person. Your battery might get charged differently, you know, but I think everybody, to a degree, can benefit from occasionally turn off the adult. Not completely, turn them down. Turn down the adult, because you need that limit. You don't want to get too far off the deep end. And just turn up that little bit of immaturity that's nudging around the back end a little bit and just be a little silly.
Well, my time already with clients, that's what we've talked about, is some of them just need a little bit more coaching in that, finding joy, right? And some of that really does come down to the level of immaturity in not so many ways. But
sure.
For me, yes, it fills me up to help people, hence going into the counseling profession,
oh,
right?
Yes.
So there is that sense of that and mission in providing Christ-centered counseling, but just counseling in general, right? Because that's what I trained to be, is a Christian counselor, but just being a licensed professional counselor, you have the ethical obligation to provide it to anyone.
Oh, certainly.
But even in terms of joy, yes, there will come a point where it's you got to recharge myself in a different way and then shut that off. So when I reach the point where that will be a thing, right, where it won't be, yep, I have to go and work so many hours and then go home and do this training and watch that video and finish that book and do all the things that I have to do right now for, hold on, How many more days? How many more? 76 more days.
76.
Maybe not by the time you hear this, but
guaranteed not by the time you hear this.
But it is a matter of balance and what that's supposed to look like when it's not just you as a person, but then we have a mutual respect for one another and I respect what you need. And then we're trying to do it together as a couple. And you respect what I need, and I'm figuring it out. Right?
Oh, sure.
You've always had little things. Like, you've always had that point where you could shut your brain off.
Yes.
That has been the career path you've chosen, and you've had that. Even when you were dad during the day, and you'd work at night, and then come home and be dad, and then I would have to go to work, and then I was going to school, and we won't talk about how many years on and off I've had to go to school. Not today. I
bunch.
See it in your face.
Let's just say a bunch. There was a bunch. Many years. Many, many years.
But it is odd to say that I'd finally be done. Finally, after all these years, I would be done. Like, really, for real. I'm not going back for another master's. I know I had my bachelor's. I had the career as a paralegal, and then changed my mind a few years later and said, yeah, I want to shift into counseling, and a whole lot of life and stuff and things happened in that time frame. But
we should make copies of those and just put them across the wall. This is completely apropos of
nothing. Oh my gosh, I'm in the middle of talking. Yeah. What are you talking about?
We should put all of them on the wall behind, so when you're...
Oh, my degrees?
Yeah, all of them. All of them. Put them all right there on the wall so that people can see them while you're telecounseling.
Wow. Like, so
sorry, that's just...
It's an associate's and a bachelor's. Oh, that's two associates. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Two associates, a bachelor's, and two master's degrees.
It's a,
right
it's a process. Yeah. Even how I ended up with the two associates was just because of the way.
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah.
No.
Anyway.
None of that is a critique. I'm not,
and
I'm
it's,
not
they're
saying,
both yeah. counseling degrees. One is an MA and this one will be an MS. And then this one really, really, really for real will be the last one. I
sure.
swear, I'm not going
sure.
for the doctorate.
Sure.
But no. anyway.
And I appreciate that immensely.
I bet you are. So. Say all that to say that now, yep, this year, right, I'm graduating. Peanut's graduating. Our youngest will be graduating high school. You're turning 50.
Yes.
I know.
Thanks for reminding me once again.
I know. Yeah, I know. 27-year anniversary, and it's not like a special number per se, but it is one more year. Praise God.
That's way, way more years than most people.
And then, I know. Yes. And then the bare minimum there, remember, what did I say the bare minimum was? It has to be at least 36. Actually, 37. It's got to be 37. I got to make it one more year than my parents did. But they died, so that's a different story. But anyway.
Yeah. Thankfully, that's not a moving goal.
Yeah, that's not where we are. Yeah. And then our oldest, a monkey, will be 21. So there's a lot of things, a lot of kind of big milestones this year. And then, of course, our youngest and Pina also just turning 18. So it's a lot of things. And it's like, how do we come together and just have joy in it? And immaturity, as you said, like that immature joy.
Let's find some silliness
and
in
celebrate.
The middle of all of this and have some fun
and
for the sake of having fun. Yeah.
Because, man, when is the last time that really happened? We could do it all year long. I know we would.
My memory is good. I don't know if I can think of a single moment where that was the case.
There will not be a surgery this year. Yep. Nah, don't. I'm speaking it right now. No, no, no. And if it does, it does. And you'll hear about it later. But I can't control all of those things. I'm not like hoping for it. I'm saying no. No. But to enjoy the things and there not be like some monumental disruption to the things. But we will find a way, you and I together, regardless, to celebrate and have joy and immaturity and be okay with it. But our sense of immaturity is not the same as somebody else's.
Oh, no.
It is going and playing pool, but we're not drunk doing it.
No.
It's bowling, but we're not drunk doing it.
Nope.
You know, it's you know.
Hey, it's going kayaking and probably dumping ourselves in the river.
Yeah, probably. It's probably going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I just want to try it.
And I'm good with that. I'm all for it. Hey, you want to try it? Let's go try it. If you like it, great. We'll go down that path. If you don't like it, hey, whatever. That's actually a pretty similar philosophy I've had with the girls their entire life.
Let's like, try it.
I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you show an interest, I'm going to push. And we'll find out if that's your path. We found many, many things in the girls' lives that is not their path. And that's okay. We just found out one more thing that, yeah, that's not what you're going to do for a living. That's fine. We learned. It cost us a little money. I don't care.
And
education
you know.
Always costs something.
So I, as we are even doing this, this is immaturity to a degree, right? This,
oh, certainly.
This is fun to a degree. Even though it's serious in the things that it becomes, it's still two individuals talking about their life, hoping that somebody would hear it and benefit from it in some way, shape, or form, and maybe not feel alone or
yeah.
get a little bit of something from it to improve their life or whatever.
Well, and I always thought that, you know, okay, I have a way of looking at things that's different from people. And you have a way of thinking about things that's different from me, usually, and often starkly different from me. And demonstrate to people that you can disagree in, I mean, we disagree in this, our very, this very close marital relationship that we have. If we can disagree and communicate and share our ideas and continue to disagree, but understand each other, so can people who just, whose opinion don't matter in my life. You can have a conversation with somebody, disagree respectfully, and still walk away and be fine. Is that, you know, that's becoming rarer and rarer today.
Cancel like me.
A healthy
you try to cancel
conversation
me.
Is a good thing.
You try to cancel me all the time.
Eh, why would I do that? You live with me. If I cancel you, you never leave.
But the point was today to talk about that, right? Immaturity.
Sure.
It's
not always a bad thing.
Not always.
Not always. In the proper place, at the proper time, in the proper context, a little immaturity can be a very good thing.
I mean, that's, yes, we're getting better at even finding like joy and silliness in our lives. We, again, have our sense of humor. Nobody's caught on to that, by the way,
I hope,
at this juncture. But it's different to be intentional and just letting that go, right? Just not thinking and just having fun and looking silly, right? We're all worried about the image of what we look like, but sometimes that's just, you gotta stop. You gotta stop.
For the most part, I don't care what you think. I don't care what people think. You can think what you want. You whatever. That's fine. Because there's only a handful of people in this world whose opinion of me matters. And I'd be willing to bet it's not you guys. I hope you like the show. I hope you like to listen in. I hope you learn something. I hope I can... I've never been into changing people's minds.
No.
Though I've given people information so you know that they have. But that's never my goal. My goal is I want to be understood. I want my opinions to be understood, and I would like to understand other people's opinions. So even if I disagree, if I know where you're coming from, if I know your heart, and I can respect that, then I can respect you. Even if we disagree. And I hope that this kind of this format allows that to happen for people. But when it comes down to it, what you think of me personally doesn't matter to me as much as my wife's opinion of me and my kids' opinion of me and
a handful of loved ones
and even them, you know what?
Nah.
They can be offended. They can not like me. I'll live. There's a handful of people that matter. Not that you guys don't, because you do, but different. But I don't care. As long as they love me while I'm silly, I'm good with that. because you need to, I think that's another aspect of the, that we didn't really talk about is you need to have the people in your life that you are safe and comfortable with tapping into that silly.
Do you want to talk about safe loved ones the next one?
Maybe.
You want to roll this one over?
Well, maybe we could.
Maybe a little authenticity in the silly, in the safe?
Sure, maybe.
Okay, there. Well, there's your topic. There, you
maybe,
got it.
Maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe, we'll see.
Maybe you'll see.
Well, we'll discuss. While we're not recording, we'll discuss. And we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Because, you know, we need to fill another hour. And I'm pretty sure that once you get me going, I'll be fine.
It won't be hard. It never is. Hasn't been yet. Okay.
But.
Okay.
I don't want to dominate the conversation, as I have a tendency to do, as you have pointed out and acknowledged.
Let me rephrase.
I pointed it out.
I just didn't argue.
And you agreed wholeheartedly that was the case. Anywho. Anyway.
So we're done in this moment with this particular episode and whether or not it carries over. I don't know. We'll discuss.
We'll discuss and we'll figure it out.
We'll say we're done then now.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
So, I'm Fix It.
I'm Feel It.
We hope you join us in the future.
Until next week.
Have a great one.